Shelton's announcement this week that he's leaving the U of A to become the executive director at the Fiesta Bowl may have surprised some people, but he said in a statement that his five-year anniversary as president was a good time to look for new opportunities. Arizona Board of Regents Chairwoman Ann Mariucci said Shelton's contract review was underway.
We have been recently undergoing a review of Robert's contract and performance, along with the Arizona State University president as well, because both of their contracts are set to expire at the end of next year. And in the world of academia, generally you give an indication a year ahead of time as to the status of that. So, you know, we had been reviewing that. We'd been open and transparent with Robert and with our board about that. And I think that the situation here is a win-win both for Robert, the Regents, the university, and the state.
Mariucci says the Regents have already formed a committee to work on what's next, including appointing an interim president.
Then we will launch a nationwide search for a permanent president, and we will probably name a chairman of that search committee within the week, and then put the committee together and start the search process. And we would expect that that would take from 3 to 6 months because it is certainly a very plum position, and we want to attract the highest quality candidate that we can find in the market.
Shelton says his new job will focus on moving the Fiesta Bowl beyond the controversy it faced earlier this year. The bowl was under public scrutiny and an internal investigation into misspending and political donations.
I'm going to work very closely with the board, with the staff, with the volunteers to make sure that the reputation of the Fiesta Bowl is restored, I would say, is as high as any organization in the state and beyond. You know, in the end, when you live your life and you go through it, it's really your reputation, your integrity, the ethics that you've shown it's what you have left. And as I said, I'm very impressed with what this board has done so far, but they know and I know that it's not done yet. You can fall quickly, and it takes a long time to get back up.
Shelton says he has some ideas for improving the bowl's reputation, including emphasizing some of its lesser-known activities.
We are going to emphasize, as I said earlier, the totality of what this organization brings to Maricopa County and the state of Arizona, whether that's through these great events that they put on, or equally importantly, the charitable activities, the philanthropic work, the educational work, reaching out, making sure young people understand that they have a chance to engage not only in athletics, but in academics.
Reaction to the news varied on campus Tuesday. Lisa Gillis was on campus for her daughter's freshman orientation session.
We heard about it this morning, and you know, we're just super excited to have her come to school here next year. I don't think it'll have any impact on, you know, how we feel about that, and that there's probably a dozen wonderful candidates out there that would love this job.
Student Aldo Figueroa expressed uncertainty about what's next.
Yeah, I think also that it's, you know, the end of an era. I don't know how the transition's going to be, but they have to do it smoothly.
And Karen Garcia said she'd like to see some changes in the next president's priorities.
I think probably someone not so focused on athletics and perhaps more focused on education. After all, this is a university.
Shelton starts his new position in August. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.